Interlude. Tatooine. Jawas stink. That's something Adwin Charu didn't expect. Most of this planet has that hot sand scent to it. Like the inside of his mother's clay oven before she put dough into it. Like everything's baking. But soon as he stepped inside this sand crawler, the odor hit him like a fist. A musky animal smell. And suddenly he's forced to wonder if each Jawa is just a fraternity of wet rats, gathering together under brown robes and a black face veil. They hiss and jabber at him. And he tells them again, like he's been telling them for the last half hour, I don't want any of this. This! He sweeps his arms in a broad gesture, indicating the dimly lit heaps of junk all around him. Is all worthless to me and my company. I need to see the real goods. He enunciates words like he's speaking to someone hard of hearing, as if it's doing any good at all. These stubborn little stink monsters don't seem to hear him, or understand him, or maybe they just don't care. But he knows the stories. They sell the dross to the rubes, but every sandcrawler has a real collection, too. Valuable goods to those in the know. Adwin has a job here. And it's not to come back to his boss with an armload of malfunctioning garbage. The Jawas click and whisper. I need droids, weapons, mining tools. I know these sand crawlers are old mining vehicles. You stole them. Least you could do is... From behind him, someone clears his throat. Adwin glances back. Sees a man standing there. Angular fellow. Leathery skin. Pinched eyes. Amused smile.
Ahoy there,
the man says. Aha, Adwin answers. Fine. If you'll excuse me. Irritated, he adds. I hope to be done here soon. Provided these things comply.
You're not from around here, are you?
The man says, still grinning like he knows something. He steps in out of the bright desert sun. Brushes some dust off his long jacket.
Not local.
No. How did you know?
The man chuckles. A roomy, growly laugh.
You're too clean, for starters. Spend some time here, you get dust all up in your fingernails and nose hairs. Sand in your boots. But the other thing is, you gotta know how to handle the Jawas. These little scavengers... They work on rapport. You buy something now, something small. Then you come back, and then you buy bigger. And eventually, after a dozen or so visits, you start to see what they really have on offer. The real goods.
Adwin scowls. He doesn't have the patience for this. I don't have the luxury of time. My boss won't allow it. He sighs. This is worthless, then. Well, I suppose I'll have to take my chances in... What's that town behind us?
Mos Pelgo,
the man says.
Yes, well, there or Espa, I suppose.
Adwin sighs. He begins to push past the man. The man extends the flat of his hand. He doesn't touch Adwin, but does block his way out.
Now hold on, friend. I happen to have the rapport you need with these little fellas. I'd be happy to vouch for you.
Adwin narrows his eyes.
You would?
Sure thing.
And why would you do that?
He squints harder, suspicion twisting his face into an uncertain sneer.
What's the price?
The man laughs again.
No price, no price. Just hospitality.
This planet. Back-end water farming bumpkins. Fine. Adwin can use that. He's comfortable exploiting the naivete of others.
Yes, yes, that would be excellent. Thank you. Your name?
Cobb Vanth.
Mr. Vanth.
Cobb, please.
Ah, Cobb. Shall we, then?
The man steps forward, scratching at his stubbled face. He starts talking to the Jawas. They gabble at him in their rat tongue, and he says,
No, I know. But I come bearing credits. So does he.
Cobb turns to Adwin and gives a wink. The Jawas whisper and babble.
Okay, then. Come on,
Cobb says. And they follow a pair of the little hooded weirdos to another door in the back, next to an upside-down gonk droid. The door hisses open, then shuts again behind them. Lights click on. Brighter here than in the other room. And sure enough, these are the goods. A protocol droid. A pair of astromechs. A rack of weapons. Imperial issue, by the looks of it. Against the far wall, a series of panels from what looks like a hut sail barge. Plus a few other Huttese artifacts. Some charred, others twisted. All of it wreckage. Perfect, perfect, perfect! Adwin says, clapping his hands. He immediately heads over to a shelf and starts looking through bins, boxes, wire crates. Cobb pokes around, too. Though Adwin mostly loses track of him until Cobb says,
You're with that new mining company.
Adwin turns.
Oh, yes.
The Red Key Company, isn't it?
That's the one. How did you know?
I have a way of sussing things out. I know that things are changing. Not just in the galaxy, but here at home, too. The Huts still haven't shaken out who's next up to fill Jabba's throne. If you can call that flat slab of his a throne. Seems like this might be a new day for Tatooine.
Yes, we certainly hope so,
Adwin idly responds, mostly ignoring the man's small talk prattle. He's happy Cobb got him in here, but now wishes the man would just leave him alone. Adwin spies a large, long box on the floor. He whips off the ratty cloth that's covering it and... Oh my! From the box, he withdraws a helmet, pitted and pocked as if with some kind of acid. But still, he wraps his knuckles on it. The Mandalorians knew how to make armor, didn't they?
Look at this! He says, holding it up. Mandalorian battle armor. Whole box. Complete set by the looks of it. Been through hell and back. I think my boss will appreciate this.
I actually think I might take that home with me,
Cobb says.
I think not,
Adwin says, turning around, the helmet tucked under his arm. The blaster at his hip suddenly feels heavy, pendulous. Eager to be drawn. A strange sensation, that. Adwin feels like he's really getting into the spirit of this planet. He's never had to shoot a man before. Maybe that day is today. An exhilarating feeling, oddly. Cobb grins, crosses his arms.
What are you thinking, company man? See, I could really use that armor. I figure being a newly appointed lawman...
Self-appointed, I think,
Adwin says. But Cobb doesn't take the bait.
Being a lawman, I could use some protection against those corrupt types who might think to seize the opportunity here on my planet. That armor is mine.
Adwin smirks. He takes his thumb and pulls back his tunic, revealing the blaster. Cobb, I...
Sheriff Vance to you.
Oh, Adwin laughs. Sheriff, I'd hate to have to draw this blaster.
Cobb Vance's hand is up in a flash. There's the shriek from his own blaster, and it punches a cauterized hole clean through Adwin's shoulder on his right side. His hand goes limp, lifeless. The helmet clatters out of his other hand. He backs against the shelf, terror-struck.
You monster!
Cobb shrugs.
Oh, now, I'm no monster. No worse than your boss, that weak-way dung-muncher Lorgan Movellan. I know his scam. I know all the scams. Afraid the Republic is back and gonna put their boot down on all the lowlifes and scum-lickers, the syndicates are trying to find new ways to appear legit. And with the Huts fighting one another for control, bunch of these little quote-unquote mining companies are swooping in with brutes like your boss at the helm. A new age of mining barons. Won't fly. I'm here now. Me and others like me. Bringing the law to this lawless place. And that starts with me shooting you and taking that armor out from under you.
Adwin whimpers.
Please! Don't kill me!
Oh, I'm not. I'm leaving you alive. So you can tell your boss that he'd best pack up and hit the hyperspace lanes out of this sector. Lest he wants me coming for him. And my new... well... new to me, suit of armor.
I will!
Adwin says, sinking to the floor. He watches Cobb pick up the box of armor before heading to the door. On his way out, Cobb says,
next time you want to pretend to be a gunfighter, best to shoot first. Talk later. Bye now.